Hello, everybody, and welcome to Yachting International Radio, and you're on the Impact Show. This is a place where we meet products and people who bring a positive impact to the yachting industry. And today, I'm very happy to welcome Lee Brown onto the show. Lee, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for coming to the show. And you have a really interesting story, Lee. I think it'd be great just to kick off by you giving the listeners a bit of a background on how you got to work on a super yacht.
I think I was lucky to get to work on a super yacht because I came into the industry not as a young good-looking chap, as I was pointed out. Oh, you'll never get into it. You have to be young and beautiful and all the rest of it. It was something that I was always been passionate about. And I wondered if I would ever be able to get into the industry. And to be honest, because of COVID and because of the situation at the time, opportunities arose where I managed to eventually get myself to work on super yachts. And that's how I briefly came into it. It was a lot of luck. But wow, what an experience. Brilliant. Fantastic career.
Awesome. Because, I mean, we've known each other for a few years. And it was, I never actually knew that you had this real enthusiasm for yachts and yachting until we were chatting one day. Mm. And you started to tell me that you'd actually really want to be a deckhand. And I was like, oof, crikey, I mean, you know, yachting is inherently quite narrow and it's a recruitment pool. Doesn't swing to the favour of as chaps this sort of the wrong side of 40. That's been kind.
You keep doing that. I'm happy with that, yeah.
So although I was really enthusiastic, I'd be great for you to go and get a job on a boat. It was kind of like realistic. I thought, crikey, Lee's going to really struggle here. So, I mean, you know, but you did struggle. You found some luck. You just kept plugging away. And
it all started off for me where I got an invite because of the skill that I have from my previous work. So I came out of the building industry, so I was a carpenter and things like that. So I got an invite from a friend of mine who has a yacht management company in the south of France. He asked me if I would like to go up and help maintain the boats. So that was my first step in, and I went and I did. I went up there and maintained the boats, loved every second of it, but it was smaller boats, not in the super yacht kind of bracket. Then I was asked to go to La Ciotta. So I ended up going down there to prepare a boat to be delivered to a chap who just had it completely refitted. And that's when it opened up, because I went down there. And one thing about this industry is if you put in, people notice. So if you do work and if you use a little bit of, it became obvious that my boss was the captain and I had to provide the service to the captain. So eventually, when it came to delivering the boat, the captain of this boat asked me if I would crew to deliver. And that's how I got into it. From that point on, I kept asking, people asked me, well, would you crew for this? Would you? And that's how I broke into the industry. That's how I got onto the super yachts.
Well, it's great to hear that my thoughts were actually wrong. You proved me wrong.
No, they were right.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying they were right, but what I'm trying to get across is if you use a little bit of brain, and if this is a career that you want to do, then you have to shine. You have to forward think. You can't just go into this industry. And we do see it when you get these young guys go in there, and it's a dream job. They're traveling all over. They're getting paid to go out and drink and party in many different. If you can get away with that, that's great. But your captain will soon notice that you're not really a part of a team. if you're going to be part of a team, you have to work it. What I proved is being over 40. We'll stick with that one. I like that. Being over 40, that if I were providing a service where the captain goes, well, I know he's going to do that. He's not going to muck up. He's going to try his best. Your captain relaxes. You then become part of the team and you want it. You're not just going to be thrown away at the end of the season. I still get invites now off boats asking me if I'll go back and crew. And for me, that's great.
That's great to hear. You must have had a good impact. You must have had a good impression.
Must have done. Must have been a good day that day.
Fantastic. Well, I'll congratulate you for that. And it's really great that we have leaders out there who acknowledge and really appreciate the fact that life experience, skills from outside of yachting, personality, character, of the reasons that you've explained is like, you know, we're a little bit old school and like, you know, a day's graft is a day's graft. And, you know, sometimes that does get a little bit blurred these days. So I think that, you know, you bring a lot of value, Lee. And I was absolutely thrilled to hear of your experience. So
thanks, mate. Thanks.
So you're working on the boats. You're doing daily operations.
Yeah.
And let's just lead nicely into the next part of the story.
You're talking about the grand grab.
I'm talking about what opportunity that from an outsider perspective who just come on to working on a boat, somebody with a different viewpoint came to work on a yacht and identified an opportunity to improve working systems, safety, and efficiency. So this is really important, really great for you to describe what you did identify. What did you find out? How could you improve things?
Well, it happened through the operations. So we're doing the operations on the boat, and it was very obvious that health and safety is extremely important. From my background, from my previous work in the building industry, not heavily, but I became part of the health and safety of identifying potential risks on sites and using power tools and things like that. So one of the operations, I do everything on the boat. I was quite happy to work whichever end. The captain says what I want to do, I would go and do it to my best capability. And I'd make sure that that I was safe and everybody else was safe around me. So I'm always looking how to improve things. But one of the jobs was bringing the ground line in, whether it's a ground line or whether it's any line under tension. Mm-hmm. And transferring that line under tension is, from a mooring perspective, it was the most dangerous part of the mooring. So I looked at the stopper line going on to, it just didn't feel right. I wasn't comfortable.
You've got the bit, the winch on the back, on the stern of the boat. You've got the mooring line, and to transfer the load from that, that mooring line onto the bit, we have a stopper line, don't we? Yeah, maybe not everybody's the deck crew, but just a little explanation there. And it's transferring that load onto the cleat or the bit on either on the stern or on the bow. So,
So that when it came to that job, I didn't like doing it, and the deckhands that I was working with, nobody liked doing that job, and I identified that that was the only job where sometimes the captain would actually come down onto the deck, and would actually supervise that. Because obviously the captain's worried as well. He doesn't want injuries. He doesn't want somebody to trap the finger or the line to whip and break somebody's ankles, which now I've done more research, I realise that this is quite a common thing. It's not, you know, the injuries from docking, it's the most dangerous part of the job. Not so much on the smaller boats, but on the big boats, you have got a lot of tension on them ropes. So Yeah. So me personally, something had to be done. And this is when I, at the end of the season, I went off and I was thinking about it. So I designed what I call the ground grab. And the ground grab is a device that you very quickly attach to the line under tension, and that will hold it. So you don't have to go anywhere near it. It holds the line. You can then transfer it. And where it took two men, it now takes one man. And where you have to spend time tying knots onto this rope and hoping it doesn't slip, it takes seconds. You put it on, you transfer it over, and the job is done. So that's my bit. That's the bit I brought forward. I'm really pleased with it. And if it does save somebody's fingers, if it does save some injury, then yeah, it's worth the time putting into it. It's a good little tool.
It sure is, and as a captain, I have scrutinised.
Yes, you did.
The ground grab, and I was seriously impressed. I think there was a couple of elements around design and load and things which you've now tested.
Yeah,
I really can identify that it would. It certainly would boost the safety culture. The job gets done quicker, and I think just both of those elements, when we work in a more efficient way, more productive way, more safe way, that it's worth having a look at. Have you got a piece? Do you have one of the units there, Lee?
Surprisingly enough, I do.
Maybe we can just take a quick look.
Yeah, sure. So this is a ground grab device. We've got a cylinder where you would actually drop the rope into this. So you can see this all right, yeah?
Yeah.
Once the rope is actually, I should have had a piece of rope, I'm sorry, I could have showed you, but once the rope goes in there, and it doesn't matter what size of rope, because this thing will actually close right the way down. So it's designed to take a 50 millimeter rope, but actually it takes bigger, but then can go down to a tiny, tiny rope. So whatever rope's in there, if you're scared of that rope, lock it away so you don't get any problems. So once you put the rope through, you then take which basically is a stopper line. It's the same kind of thing, because you have to attach the rope to the bollards or the cleat for moving it off the winch. But when the tension comes on there, it will actually close down. And whatever's in there, whatever tension, it duplicates that tension, and it will not let the rope go. So it's on there solid. And it's literally, you wrap that round, and that's it. It's locked in.
Perfect.
If it were on a boat, it would look a lot easier. You'd be able to see. But I think you can understand what the principle is.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we've had some time together, and I've played with it a lot, and I was so impressed with it. I was like, certainly, if I was back on board and running a boat, I'd have one on board. I have to say, I think that's quite a testament from somebody that's been at sea for nearly 30 years.
Well, you were the hardest person, or the one that I knew would get an honest feedback.
Yeah.
For me, because you really did, you scrutinised it, you got hold of it. So at them early days, your feedback coming back, but everybody, every captain that I've shown it to, everybody who's put it in their hand gets it immediately. Yeah. So I knew it was something that is an ongoing thing. It's not just an isolated thing of me being, ooh, I'm scared to do that type of thing. It's already recognised in the industry of that's quite a little loose part that needs tidying up. So hopefully I've done that. Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I'll repeat once again, I think it's got huge value. And
thank you, mate.
So for the listeners, where can they find out more information on the Gigi?
Sorry, yeah. Well, there is an official website now, because this is quite a new thing. This is a breakout thing now. You're telling everybody. So it's www.groundgrab.co.uk. And I have lots of information about it there. And we are just now talking to manufacturing distribution company So hopefully, hopefully for next season, this will be out on the market, and hopefully, I will see this being used on boats. It will make me feel proud to see this on boats.
I would think so, yeah. And I look forward to it being run out as well. And
you'll be the first one. You will definitely be the first one.
Lee, it's been awesome to have you on the show, bringing something really positive to the yachting industry for the reasons that we've explained. So thanks very much indeed.
Enjoy it. Nice talking to you.
That is the end of the show for this instalment. You've been listening to the Impact Show, where we've been chatting to Lee Brown about his journey in yachting and bringing the Ground Grab, a new stopper device to actually not just to yachting, but to the maritime world to improve health and safety and efficiency on board. My name's Nigel Marison, and you've been on Yachting International Radio. Thanks very much. We'll see you next time.